I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Face Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Now, we strongly believe in faith here on the show, and that religion can be a good thing in your life, except when it involves extremism. And lately, when we're looking at evangelicals, they seem to be pretty extreme right now. And the majority of them seem to be less interested in the Constitution than in fully supporting Donald Trump. In fact, some evangelicals consider him a prophet, anointed by God, and even some a type of Messiah. In other words, they seem like they're kind of crazy. And I'll give you some more examples. And probably next week we'll talk about the very bizarre collusion between American evangelicals and the Russian government. We can kind of condense the crazy into just one individual. His name is Mark Taylor. He's a self-proclaimed prophet, and not to be confused with Mark C. Taylor, who's a philosopher of religion and has published a whole bunch of books. Mark Taylor's just a former firefighter who lost his job because of his homophobia, and then a bunch of Christians started following after he declared himself a prophet. He's actually just mind-bogglingly insane. And he's not a nobody. He's been dubbed the firefighter prophet. And he's not just a nobody. He co-authored the Trump Prophecies, which was made into an unbelievably terrible movie called The Trump Prophecy, produced by Liberty University. That's the one that runs under the leadership of Jerry Falwell's kid. So evangelicals are pretty much all in for this guy, but let's take a look at what he has to say. He claims that the Democrats didn't really win the House, but it's a sting operation to expose voter fraud. And that's after proclaiming wrongly that there would be a red tsunami. He has claimed that Trump's going to release secret cures for cancer and Alzheimer's. He says that the Freemasons use a secret frequency to make people hate Trump. He says that God personally gave him a secret prayer that jams the radar of Democrats, and I didn't even know we had radar. He said liberals will create hurricanes during the midterms to suppress pro-Trump voters. That didn't happen. He said that liberals created Hurricane Florence to wash away evidence of voter fraud in North Carolina. Well, there certainly was fraud in the voting in North Carolina, but it was done by Republicans. And by golly, I didn't know we had the power to conjure hurricanes just by being Democrats. That's impressive. And he claims that liberals created Hurricane Michael as retaliation for Kavanaugh's confirmation. And as a twofer, we also did it to suppress voters in Florida's panhandle to elect Andrew Gillum. Well, that didn't work. It is remarkable that whenever he makes a prophecy that is relatively specific and we actually know when he made it, they don't turn out to be right. But that's generally how prophecy works. Of course, he's extremely anti-sex, hates gay people. He seems to be buying into the whole QAnon pedophilia nonsense, and takes it a step further, claiming that thousands of satanic pedophiles have been secretly arrested. And he believes that Trump is anointed by God, and so is Brett Kavanaugh. He gets a lot of promotion in Charisma News. This is a guy who, okay, frankly, I think he's crazy. He could be a con man, could be a little bit of both, but this is what he says, I can say that, without a doubt, is insane. And this is not a guy on the fringes of evangelical thought. And Jerry Falwell Jr., who has done so much to promote this man, he's quite the piece of work. You know, we talked about him in December 29th, Faith Friday, where we looked at top false prophets of 2018. While Jesus was telling his followers that they should help the poor, Jerry Falwell said this on January 2nd, that a poor person never gave anyone a job. A man who apparently knows nothing about the teachings of Jesus actually said this. It's such a distortion of the teachings of Jesus to say that what he taught us to do personally, to love our neighbors as ourselves, help the poor, can somehow be imputed on a nation. Jesus never told Caesar how to run Rome. So Jerry Falwell Jr. basically fails the basics of democracy. Under Caesar, they didn't elect him. Under our form of government, we do get to tell the country how to run things. We get to tell our leaders how we want them to run things. That's the very essence of a democracy, which he does not seem to understand. And let me give you the full quote. A poor person never gave anyone a job. A poor person never gave anybody charity, not of any real volume. So basically, Jerry Falwell Jr.'s attitude is, fuck the poor. That's another one of the endless reasons why he is a false prophet and not an actual Christian. Just saying that you're a Christian and then denying everything that Christ said or twisting it around into some bizarre opposite version, that's not Christianity. If a billionaire gives away $1 million, well, that's great for who's ever getting that $1 million, but is that a hugely charitable contribution? Does that make him a greater Christian or a better person? He's given away 1/1000th of his wealth that he couldn't spend all of. It's nothing. It's trivial. It doesn't impact him. And then there's the poor woman who has very little money, and she gives a little bit of that money that she really can't afford, but she gives it to a charity. She's a greater Christian. She's sacrificing more than the billionaire. And in fact, Christ said the billionaire should give away all his money. That's what he should be doing. So again, I don't know if Jerry Falwell Jr. is crazy or just a greedy con man, but I know in my heart, he's no Christian. There's people like Kat Kerr. She's another self-proclaimed prophetess. She's also a weather warrior. And she said that God's going to vote Republican in the midterms. Well, we need to investigate that, because the Republicans have said that we have a real problem with people who aren't registered to vote and who don't live in this country or not citizens voting. God voted, whether it's for a Democrat or a Republican. That's a crime. But that's all right. Kat Kerr can protect him because she says that she commands an army of 33 billion angels that are so powerful that they've caused ISIS fighters to drop their weapons and flee. Well, not all of them, apparently, because they're still killing people. She continues to claim that she can control the weather, although she doesn't. And of course, she cheered Kavanaugh, and of course, God personally shows her stuff. She said that God kept showing me, letting me see all of these millions of babies who had been aborted that are in heaven. They sang and celebrated. They celebrated as they were saying, yes, he is going to sit on the Supreme Court. They celebrated that other babies being conceived in the womb one day will never have to fear their lives being taken, and they'll get to complete their destiny on this earth. So there was a big party in heaven today because of that. That's batshit crazy stuff. Heaven is not filled with partying fetuses. I don't sit around in the womb going, geez, I hope I don't get aborted. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You gotta wonder what's going on with them. And I can tell you, because I used to live in that world. I was never a believer in the far-right evangelical worldview, but I did attend an evangelical Christian high school. I kind of understand them. And here's what's going on. There's a couple of things. They live in a world of delusion where evil spirits, demons, and dark plans are everywhere. They are constantly under attack. If they make the wrong move or the wrong choice, they go to hell. It is one of the most frightening ways to live that you can imagine. You are always in fear. But it's not really so much a chicken and an egg sort of thing. People who are motivated by fear are attracted to this kind of evangelical thought. And evangelical thinking now has become less and less about Christianity. It's become more cult-like and far more political, blindly following the worst person to ever be president this country has ever had. And they don't care what he does. He can do anything as long as he follows their two objectives. Go after gay people, allow Christians to do whatever they want, and end abortion. As long as he doesn't stray from those three things, they will support anything that he wants to do, including dissolving the Constitution. They're not really plural constitution. They would rather have a Christian nation, which is what they think we should be. And science tells us something a little more. Science explains why they are the way they are. Now, admittedly, some of them are just outright con men, and you can't tell the difference. But those true believers, I'm talking about the leadership, those true leaders, and many of the followers, their brains are literally not right. There's something wrong with their brains. And science has been illuminating that issue. There was a recent study that gives us some clarity. So make sure you come back on Sunday for Sex Science Sunday, and we'll tell you all about it.